Proclamation number 8730 of 19th of January, 1964. Carrying out the divine love doctrine. That you are exposed to the attacks of my adversary is not to surprise you, because exactly in you he sees the greatest danger for himself, because you are active on my behalf and help the souls to free themselves from his power. And therefore he will try everything to hinder your work for me and my kingdom. He would also have great success in his intention if you yourselves were not so devoted to me that you carry out your activity in my vineyard full of earnestness and eagerness. Only the undivided devotion to me protects you from his attacks, because he is powerless towards you as soon as he recognizes that you want to belong to me completely and are always only prepared for me. And so you will now also understand why I shut you off from the world, because I want to reduce the possibility of temptations through the world. I want to give him no possibilities of attack, which can easily arise through worldly desire. I want to protect you myself from him, who cannot harass you as long as you belong to me through your earnest striving to always only be active for me and to fulfill the assignment, which you yourselves have taken on in free will. Nevertheless, temptations approach you again and again, because as long as you are still in contact with the outside world, you cannot completely escape their influence, but I will always provide you with power to resist. Because the assignment is too powerful, which is still to be fulfilled, to bring rescue to erring fellow men. And that is why you need not fear not to be able to finish a work, because my power and my love constantly surrounds you and directs everything to the best. And that is why you are just to always be eagerly active and always just ask for my protection and blessing. And with this request you push the opponent away from you, because he will never be able to be there where I am myself, but I comply with every spiritual request of you. Souls are still to be rescued. Men are to be stimulated to think, who have no faith, because no truth was offered to them yet, and who only need to be instructed right. To also then direct their thoughts right and to turn towards a God and Creator, who is now only credible to them. And this can only happen through the spreading of truth. And that is why I also still want to create many opportunities for you. I want to bring you together with people who let themselves be taught by you in fundamental questions and who think about it. I still want to do everything that your work is successful, and everywhere I want to spin threads, so that connections come into being, which you do not think possible, because everywhere people are still to be found, who are thoughtful, who also cannot be called willing to believe, who just are not satisfied with what they are generally taught, who need other food, which is tasty for them and at which they can strengthen themselves. And as soon as you yourselves just possess the strong will to serve me in the truth, I will also bless your doing and thinking and guide you so that you are successfully active. Because where there is still a possibility of rescue, everything will be done to bring rescue, and where there is only one man who asks, he will also be given an answer. But the commandment of neighborly love is to be presented to all first, because a completely loveless man can muster no understanding at all for truth. But where love has not yet completely grown cold, there will still be success. And that is why my gospel of love is to be spread throughout the world. And you can inspire all your fellow human beings to love even if you do not yet feel able to initiate them into deeper wisdom. But if love is already present, then it will also be easy for you to enlighten your fellow human being, and he will gratefully accept every spiritual instruction. Then you will be loyal co-workers with me, and you will wrestle my adversaries following away from him. For anyone who merely endeavors to live in love, the adversary will have lost his power. For love is already union with me, and thus love will always prevail over the adversary. Amen.